This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm looking at mine right now. But it's time to build another one, I think. We're going to find out about that. We'll talk about that another day. I want to tell you about a discovery I made this weekend. First and foremost, one of the things I love about being the host of this show is that I get to do some things for you so you don't have to do them. So this past weekend, I took out 3 Nighthawk pistols. 3. To shoot them. 2 of them I have experience with. The President and the Agent 2. 9mm, 10-shot, single-stack, 1911 pistols. You know, I love the 1911, 2011, 2019 platform. Love it. Those 2 guns I shot the first time in 2018 at SHOT Show. And I was stunned by how good they were. And this time next month, I'll be in Arkansas filming with Nighthawk for a week. I'm going to try to do the show from there. We'll see. We'll see what we can get out of that. But anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. One gun they sent me, I had never shot. And when I got it, to be honest with you, when I first picked it up, I was a little... underwhelmed. But then I started reading about it, because at first glance, I didn't know what I was looking at. It's a 45 ACP single-stack pistol. You know. It's Nighthawk, but, you know. Certainly not the cutting edge, or at least at first glance, you would think. Certainly not the cutting edge that the President and the Agent 2 are. The Agent 2, of course, is the agency arms collaboration. And the President is part of their boardroom series. They have the chairman, they have the President. This gun is the Thunder Ranch Combat Special in 45 ACP. Now, this is also a collaboration. This is a collaboration between Nighthawk Custom and Clint Smith, the founder of Thunder Ranch. Now, Clint Smith is sort of a, you know, he's one of these guys, and, you know, I made mention, talked about this. I like a guy who looks at one platform, and he, you know, he's an early adopter. He's from the, he's from my time. He's, you know, his coming of, his really serious coming of age was in the 80s or before then. I don't know how old Clint is. But they pick one platform, and then they just stick with it, and they're completely unswayed by what new that comes along. Now, I've shot plenty of collaboration guns. Some of the guns I have, especially the 1911s. You know, the Staccatos, they are they're sort of a offshoot of the whole Combat Master. When you look at them, Staccato P, of course, the commander length, and then the Staccato C, the a deep cover gun. Then there's the stuff with Joe Chambers, 1911 University. And then there's all the stuff that Nighthawk has done, all the collaboration. And they've done plenty of collaborations with plenty of different people. But never one of these masters. You know, I look at Clint Smith as one of the OGs out there, one of the older OGs. I mean, Steve Fisher, he's definitely an OG. Dave Harrington, he's definitely an OG. But they come from different schools of thought, all of them. They all come from different schools of thought, and you can tell it by their approach. Clint's, it seems to be, and I have never spoken with a man. I'm gonna try to get with Nighthawk and see if I can't get him on the show to talk about this gun. But he has a very simple set of rules. He's not worried about capacity because he intends to hit everything he's aiming at. So an 8-shot pistol with one in and one in two, first magazine being a 9-rounder, if you will, is plenty. And in terms of capacity, he carries magazines all over himself. But that's just sort of dealing with the whole single stack thing. If you want to get down to it, because for some people, single stacks are the only way to go. People like me, I like a double stack. But once again, even then, some of the guns that he's carried, some of the guns he talks about, it's very, very indicative that he just fully appreciates the platform. He likes it. For him, this is a gun that's going to run. I've never had a single issue with the Nighthawk Custom Falcon. Not one with a Nighthawk Custom Falcon. So it would have to be called a gun that's just going to run. So I get this gun, and I take it to the range. The Thunder Ranch. I've shot the Falcon probably a couple thousand times, and I thought that was the epitome of what a 1911 in 45 could do. Well, I don't know what it is about this gun, but this gun is just easier to shoot. And it's a very subtle difference, because they're both Nighthawks. But this is a gun that is stunning in its simplicity. The simplicity of the gun is stunning, but everything about it is as good as it can be. There's not a single thing I would change on this gun. It has the serrations front and back. It has some really nice linen laminate sort of... I don't remember what the other material is, but the grips are a sort of a blend. And they would be very easy to carry. Sights are perfect. Trigger is a whisper. I was completely blown away by this gun. That's pretty easy to do, but for somebody like me who has shot some of the guns I've shot, and I mean, if you've listened to me long enough, you know I've shot plenty of very nice guns by some of the best people out there. In this particular space, there's nothing fancy about this. Everything's a GI tolerance. The safety's the GI type. The mag, the slide stop is a GI type. It just set up so well. The subtle elegance of it and the absolute way it ran just absolutely blew me away. I was very pleased. So now I'm completely confused. I don't know what to do now. I have another problem besides that. We'll talk about that at a later time, though. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
From over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Going back to California with a K. And this is how you can tell what an ineffective government is. Okay? Because the government of California is completely ineffective. They don't deal with anything. They're always virtue signaling. They're always talking about, well, you know, we got to do this to save this and all this other stuff. So right now, California is on fire. And completely impervious as ever to the impact of a centrally planned greeny socialism on the reliability of electricity. The governor of California is running scared currently. He's threatening the Hugo Chavez solution to the new normal of blackouts in his state, which is to say nationalizing Pacific Gas and Electric. I don't know under what auspice that's legal. And it's sort of a cop-out. But you can look at the way he couches language so soothingly, according to the Sacramento Bee. California Governor Gavin Newsom designated the top aide as his energy czar in the wake of the Pacific Gas and Electric Company's prolonged power outages, and on Friday suggested the state could take charge of the bankrupt utility. The entire system needs to be reimagined, Newsom said at a press conference. Anna Matasantos will continue to serve as Newsom's cabinet secretary while also working as the state's energy czar, where she will be charged with helping fix the state's utility problems. But it also sounds like the governor's office is in turmoil, because during this we get this part also. During the news conference, Newsom initially indicated Matasantos would step down as a cabinet secretary, the second highest ranking cabinet member to take the position, but his office later said he misspoke. Now, he obviously feels he needs this person who did such a bang up job on the Puerto Rican finances during its bankruptcy, the impressiveness of that visible in the wake of Hurricane Maria. And it sort of sounds like she got mad when he said she would step down from her more secure or prestigious position as a cabinet secretary for the lousy SAR position, which is rather signaling she thinks this bid is going to fail. She probably knows she can't command economics and the whole thing is going to fail. But she'd rather keep that fancy position and all those lifetime benefits as well. But, you know. And yes, this will fail. PG&E has no money to put its electrical wires underground after all the green mandates socialists in California State Assembly have foisted on them, forcing them to convert to pricey, unreliable, and wire-transmitted solar and wind power instead of efficient, reliable, cheap fossil fuel. And that's a money pit right there to begin with. Now they have even less money to make that happen and still supply reliable electricity with all the billions in lawsuit payouts it must make to residents who've lost their homes in past wildfires based on this lack of investment. They've been found liable for brush fires. How did all of this happen? Not just the greeny mandates for wind and solar power from the state central planters. The company also was forbidden to clear brush from its electrical lines. Another greeny diktat from the top that didn't end up very well. So when you combine it with the highest state taxes in the nation to bankroll the plethora of freebies for illegal aliens, and the greeny boondoggles and bloated salaries for public employee unions, the company hasn't got a snowball's chance in a wildfire chance of succeeding in its basic function of providing electricity. But they're quite green, and now the results of those priorities are clear. Newsom would have you think he's more competent to run the electric company and make its decisions for it than the electrical company itself. He'll deliver the electricity. He'll command it so, mandates and all. He's talking about scrapping the hellish greening mandate. He's not talking about this. He's not talking about cutting taxes. He's not talking about giving legal relief to the company or putting consumers first. His idea is to command the economics, killing this company to go away. He is going to be Moses commanding the greeny sea. We'll all know how well that worked out when Hugo Chavez did it. Now with Pretty Boy Newsom's hand on the electrical levers, what could possibly go wrong? And this is desperate talk. But it's also the sort of desperation we saw. And if you would like look at history, say, you know, the Castro era in Cuba, that Castro undertook in the mid-1960s after the failure of his socialist central planning, he used that as an excuse to collectivize further. This happened in the Soviet Union in the 1920s. Shortages, too. Socialism is always about shortages, electrical shortages, food shortages, fuel shortages, you know. And now Newsom, who's completely ignorant of all of this, for whatever reason, and he is ignorant, but he's also socialist, so he's decided he's going to follow in their footsteps. Lemmy's like, he's going to go clean off the cliff just like they did. He's refusing to put the blame on the blackouts for himself, where it belongs, and now he's trying to crack the whip even harder on the already abused PG&E. And why he's worried is sort of strange to me, given his stranglehold on power in his one-party state, with all the ballot harvesting and the ease with the way of, you know, an illegal can vote and everything, and the gerrymandering, and yet he's running scared. So he's decided to go full on Stalin. He's saying, let me handle this. The only problem is that's not going to work out too well, because that's always been that way. You cannot make it so, Governor. There's a lot of things you could do that you're not going to do. I understand that you're not going to do them. You understand you're not going to do them, but it all comes down to this. There's just certain things that mandates can't mandate. It's one of those rules that can't possibly be followed. And you can't have it both ways. All of your greeny stuff, most of it's being financed by coal being burnt somewhere else anyway. And it's got a long, perilous journey to make. And for whatever reason, you just won't acknowledge that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House Intelligence Committee is beginning the process of releasing transcripts of the closed-door impeachment hearings Republican congressman from Ohio, Jim Jordan, says...
Well, I mean, who knows how much he redacts, and that's part of the rule that the resolution that was passed last week, so we'll see when they come out. But, yeah, we expect the full transcript to be released. Remember, they announced at the start of every single deposition that this is not classified.
A white supremacist is under arrest on claims he was planning to blow up a synagogue in Pueblo, Colorado.
Mr. Holzer indicated that he wanted to do something that would let Jewish people in the Pueblo community know that they are not welcome.
U.S. Attorney Jason Dunn says Richard Holzer was taken into custody last week by an undercover FBI agent. President Trump delivering remarks Monday night at a Keep America Great Again rally in Lexington, Kentucky. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The garbage elite of this country talks a really good game about its service and moral superiority. But if they were actually better than us, we would not be having this national conversation about how awful they are. The fact is that what they want to do is go back to the way it was before Trump, back to 2015, also known as 1BT before Trump. Back then, progressive Democrats got their bizarre social pathologies normalized. Moderate Democrats got money, power, and an open season of local talent. Corporate types, represented largely by the squishy Republicans, got globalism and the ability to ship our jobs out and import third world serfs in. And the fake conservatives of Conservative Inc. got to cash in without the necessity of actually conserving anything. The only people that the old system didn't work for was me and you. And it's important to remember and to always remind yourself that everything our elite says about its motives and morals is a lie and a scam. Take the whole hashtag Me Too. Take that whole thing. That was supposed to be some sort of revolutionary rebellion against the sexual exploitation of the powerless by the powerful. It was not. And it never was going to be. Rather, it's simply an internal power struggle among the elites to reallocate power among the snooty people who don't give a damn about me and you. The fall of Harvey Weinstein or Matt Lauer or any of the other bigwigs means nothing to the conservative single mom being exploited by the Democrat donors who own Walmart. It was actually striving female members of the elite, actresses, models, media figures, executives, leveraging the monstrosity of the creeps at the top to increase their own power within the elite. Do you see any of these hashtag Me Too heroines now that they've taken their scalps, helping their non-elite sisters out of the gun Jesus land out there? I know, they're what they're doing is lining up with the rest of their elite pals to shaft us all. But what you do see is excuses. They excuse Bill Clinton and his enabler pantsuit. They excuse Gropey Joe. They're in the process of excusing Katie Hill, whose naked hairbrush photo has ensured that none of us will ever sit in a hotel room chair again. Where's the outrage about this? Why is there no concern about this? Because taking out Stumbles McMyturn or Hoover's dad or Congressman Everyman's Lesbian Fantasy Destroyer does not help the faction of the elite that benefited from hashtag Me Too. It would help us, but not the elite. Thruple Gal was exposed by Town Hall's peppery sister Red State, not the mainstream media. The mainstream media is horrified, not by her furniture defilement, but that word got through the gate that they yearned to keep. The main fact is they want Trump out of the way so that they can return to the good old days of winks and nods and payoff. Look at the Biden family crime syndicate and the antics of the junior capo of the Casa Nose Candy. In what universe is it A-OK that the crack-fueled Johnny Appleseed of paternity suits, that is Joe's snortinute son, was cashing out on $50K a month in sweet, sweet Ukrainian gas gold just weeks after Ensign Biden got booted because he tooted? And then there's riding on Air Force Two to the NBA's favorite dictatorship for some commie diktats. You know. Now there's even some Romanian shenanigans, too. If there's a single country on the earth that the totally not senile Joe didn't shake down for the benefit of his daughter-in-law's second hubby. But our garbage elites, garbage media seems amazingly uninterested in any of this. It's fascinated by the timing of a Situation Room snap after Trump unleashed Delta Force on al-Baghdadi and by dog metal memes. But the Veeps boys bag mannery is not merely of no interest, but it's something they close their fussy phalanx ranks around to protect. Now bear in mind the premise underlying the whole Star Chamber impeachment festival of one of them is that, you know, Donald Trump, America's chief law enforcement officer, was somehow wrong and bad and double plus ungood because he allegedly asked the Ukrainians, hey, what's the dealio with the Columbia kids' payoffs? In a non-bizarro political universe, the proper reaction to the Prezi demanding your best fork over the evidence in those manifestly corrupt antics involving the Vice President of the United States, or we're cutting you off from the American taxpayers' feeding trough. Would be, you know, normally it'd be, four more years, but it's not. Because the elite likes their sexual abuse and its foreign cash and its total lack of accountability to me and you, normal people. And the people who are supposed to be the ones that our elite is working for. And they've never learned their lesson. They've not admitted that they suck. And they've never even tried to reform themselves from what they do, you know, best. Instead, they've doubled down. And if they get power again, they will act to solve what it sees as the most urgent problem facing America, the fact that we, the people, have the ability to reject the elite's utter incompetence and surpassing greed and elect someone with a mandate to burn down the whole rotten edifice. If they get power again, they're never going to let go of it. We're going to have to fight them to take it back. And now their obsessive fixation on shutting down conservative dissent and eliminating competing institutions and disarming us, does that suddenly like throw a light on for you? Gun control is a component of their overall master plan. It is a big component because one of the things they want to get rid of is a possibility of an uprising. And I've been accused on various places of calling for an uprising. I'm not calling for an uprising. But I certainly don't intend to give away the veto. If that's the course they're going to take, then we're going to have to stop that. It's not one of these things that we can afford to, let them have. Because they would not be able to handle that. They would not be able to handle the whole ultimate power thing. And what they would do with it would be straight out of the Weather Underground master plan. You can already see with some of the stuff they're doing. Abortion is another big part of that. And that's cleansing. Abortion is a cleansing mechanism. It's quite disturbing to take it all in. But you have to. You have to if you're going to make an informed decision. If you ever get put in that position where you have to make one, it's better that you know what we're talking about here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. First, we have this. The parents of a dead armed robber are very angry over his death, which I sort of get. I'd be very angry at my child for doing that to us, for putting us through this. But that's not why they're angry. They want to know why the victim, the innocent victim, was allowed to be armed. So we have this little oratory. It's been a difficult week for parents Temia Hairston and Michael Grace Sr. Their son, Michael Grace Jr., was shot and killed during an attempted robbery early Sunday morning. Police said Grace Jr. and two other people tried to rob a Pizza Hut on the 3200 block of Freedom Drive. During the incident, an employee fired his own handgun and killed Grace Jr. Harrison said she learned of her son's death on social media and only got confirmation from police after contacting them first. How does that happen? That's horrible. The grieving mother said she has been left with dozens of questions about the situation that have thus far gone unanswered. If there was to be a death, it was not the place of the employee at Pizza Hut. That is a place of law enforcement, said Ms. Hairston. We're going off the rails here. Ms. Hairston. The parents are angry that their son was shot and killed by an employee. They don't believe the full story had been released to the public. Hairston said of the employee who shot her gun, why in the hell did this guy have a gun? She said her son was shot in the head, and she thinks the shooting may have been personal, citing past conflicts Grace Jr. had with other employees at the restaurant. This wasn't a body shot. This was a head shot. My son was shot in the left side of his head just behind his ear. A head shot is personal. Even though their son was in the process of committing a crime, the family thinks his death was undeserved and unjustified. Harrison says she thinks the employee who shot her son needs to be in jail and wants all parties involved in the situation to be honest about what happened. Okay. Sorry to have to do this, but I'll give you some honesty. The honest truth, Mom, is that every human being is born with the natural human right to arm themselves for the defense of their lives from both rogue governments and violent criminals. And your dead thug of a son was one of three vile human predators who obtained deadly weapons and put the lives of innocent people at risk and likely would have ended their lives without a second thought over the petty contents of a restaurant cash drawer. Well, let's not stop there. Further, it's not the role of law enforcement to protect individual lives. That's an immutable truth, that which is also a practical fact and a legal reality. One person and one person alone is responsible for defending your life against violent predators, and that person is the individual. The Pizza Hut employee respected his own life enough to arm himself, and it proved to be a wise decision. Unfortunately, your son, Michael Grace Jr., and his accomplices were committing a violent armed felony when the employee drew his lawfully concealed weapon and opened fire to defend not only his life, but the lives of other employees in the store. Then, Ms. Hairston, you complain that the bullet that struck your son behind the ear during the ensuing firefight was personal. Strictly speaking, from a viewpoint of as a defender, if I have to shoot someone, I'm going to shoot them until they are deanimated. And quick deanimation means that I have disrupted the pattern enough to where no further people are going to be hurt by this. They're not going to be wounded accidentally by this. So it wasn't personal. It was actually quite clinical. And preying on your fellow human beings is incredibly personal. Even if armed robbery seemed to be on your, you know, to be your son's idea of a business to be in, would you have been mollified if the Pizza Hut employee had put a controlled pair through his heart instead? What if he had popped through his spine? Would that have been okay? Probably not. I think not. At the core of it, your complaint is that your son was killed committing a crime, and you don't seem to think that he deserved it, even as he callously and intentionally put numerous other lives at work, or, you know, at risk. That employee, like everybody else in this country that's an adult, that's law-abiding, has a right to defend themselves. And your son was a predator, and that's unfortunate. But that's one of the occupational hazards of being a predatory robber who commits violent crimes is to be shot. Unfortunate. But true. As we get ready to go away, Beto O'Rourke has dropped out of the race, which that should have happened a while back. Now he's a failed presidential candidate who went from hero to zero in the polls at lightning speed. The key to understanding his remarkable decline is his bizarre and unwise decision to paint himself as the farthest left candidate in the field of the loony lefties. And he did. He succeeded. In the beginning, I mean, if he had just kept his mouth shut about certain things, he was somebody who could have made it sort of far. He was somebody to be taken seriously. And he had made himself a darling of the Democrats, a new Kennedy with the useful vim and vigor ready to take on the evil of Donald Trump. All of these celebrities loved him. You know, they were all wearing his T-shirts and everything. So how did this happen? How did this get so off the rails so fast? And the natural role for Beto in a race that already featured Sanders and Warren as the socialist Tweedledee and Tweedledum was to run as a moderate. And at the time he announced, he wrote, with the exception of the more seasoned but less famous Amy Klobuchar, Beto is the first candidate to fill in the moderate lane of the Democratic primary. Well, that was wrong. Instead of taking the logical path of the sensible Democrat, he might even take Texas, he decided to cast himself as the wokest of the woke, the most animated hater of Donald Trump, who eventually promised to confiscate the guns of America, and which led him to his ill-advised decision is not clear, but it does speak to a broader trend that Democrats have to deal with. And put bluntly, the party of Jefferson and Jackson, as it was once known, pays far too much attention to Twitter and cable news and too little to the actual concerns of American voters. Most Democratic voters, especially in swing states, are hyper-concerned with gun confiscation, transgenderism for kids, stripping churches of tax-exempt status, or having taxpayers provide health insurance to people in the country illegally. There's a reason that steady old Joe Biden may be still leading the polls despite the Harris moment, the Warren moment, and what now appears to be the Buttigieg moment. Some would argue that this is owing to Democrats compromising with themselves to choose what they think is an electable candidate, but to try to appeal to moderate independents and Republicans, but in fact most Democrats are far more moderate than the current field of candidates. Part of what happened to skew the priorities of the current crop of Democratic contenders was the 2018 election, the dominant narrative of which was woke women speaking truth to power. The rise of the squad. That created a progressive frenzy. And nobody bought into that more than Beto. He's pledging he's going to be back, but I don't see where, how, or why. He flushed what was a remarkable political promise down a broken toilet of absurd progressivism. He could have been the new Kennedy, and now he's just a has-been who was and never was. Back again tomorrow, and between now and then, remember this. It has never, ever been about gun control, not once. Never. It's a component. It's always been about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care, to thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.